You're listening to County Conversations, a podcast brought to you by the New York State Association of Counties. This episode is a special edition in our coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic. The interview series features county officials who represent the range of functions counties serve at the local level. In this episode, NYSAC's Executive Director Stephen Aquario is joined by Rich Bills, Steuben County's Director of Solid Waste Management, to discuss how they are safely handling trash, changing procedures for recycling, and the process of disposing medical waste.
Hi, this is Stephen Aquario, the Executive Director of the New York State Association of Counties. It's April 14th, 2020. I'm talking with Richard Bills, Director of Solid Waste Management in Steuben County, New York. Richard, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So, Rich, we're in the middle of COVID-19 epidemic, pandemic, really disrupted the behavior of everything we've known to be true our whole life. And it affected every aspect of society. Earlier on, the governor designated essential workers and non-essential workers, and then required the non-essential workers in the public sector to work remotely from home, practice social distancing. We had to reduce the amount of people that were working at a work site. And then there were essential workers who also had to practice safe distancing at work. Your profession in solid waste management is an essential worker in the public sector. What does that mean to you, to your department, to the workers, the staff in Steuben County? How has this affected your day-to-day operations, let's say this time as opposed to this time, April 14th, 2019, a year ago?
Okay. Well, there's a lot to talk about there, Steve. Very early on in this whole COVID-19 time frame, it became very clear that solid waste operations were essential to continue. Like you had said, there were going to be a number of people who were going to be home, out of work. There were going to be a number of people that were going to be working from home, you know, if possible, remotely. And then there were going to be a number of people that were going to be essentially on the front line, continuing to do the work that they need to do to, you know, to continue to make sure that we can do what we need to do in society. And the solid waste operations were one of those things that were determined that needed to continue. Obviously, a year ago, we'd be in a position where we're just coming out of the winter, we're ramping up our operations, we're planning for all of our special programs, our household hazardous waste events, our, tire discount days, our paint recycling things, all the different things that, Steuben County does to, benefit the residents. And we'd also be dealing with an increase in the amount of trash. People would be cleaning out their garages. People would be, getting construction going. A lot of that stuff has changed from last year to this year. At this point, we are actually continuing to offer pretty much all the services. We have all the same hours that we would normally have. In Steuben County, we operate three transfer stations, which are open 5 days a week, and we operate a central landfill, an MSW landfill, and we are open 6 days a week there. As far as the services that we offer people, we're still basically offering the same things today that we would have been offering a year ago. Now, some of the special programs that I spoke of, the household hazardous waste days, the paper shredding events, those types of things, at this point, on kind of a hold. We're in a wait and see pattern right now, because a lot of the programs that would kick out would start kicking in April, May, June. You know, we just don't know what the going to be allowable. We don't know what people will be able to do in those time frames. So, you know, as far as that stuff goes, we're basically on hold. But for regular operations, if you have, say you're a resident of Steuben County and you need to get rid of your garbage, okay, you can come to our local transfer station and do your recycling. You can get rid of your bags of garbage. All those things that you need to do, we are still making sure that a resident of the county can do. Now, a lot of the what goes into doing that has changed, obviously. It's not business as usual for us. I don't think anybody in the world right now is operating business as usual. What we have been doing, particularly to make sure that we can continue to offer those same services, we've got a lot of different precautions in place. We've been giving residents some guidance as far as how we'd like for them to handle their waste. You know, we've been doing a couple of things to try to make sure that we can continue to offer the services, these essential services that we offer, you know, and also primarily keep our own employees safe while we're doing it.
Rich, let's talk about personal protective equipment. Day in the life of sanitation worker, someone dealing on the front lines of refuse, household waste, even hazardous waste, but the household waste, commercial waste. You know, there's a lot of concern for the public employee's health, the protection of the public employee health, using personal protective equipment. How is that going? And then how is that meaning? Do you have what you need for the safety of the worker and the public? And secondly, we've heard a lot about this virus and how it likes to cling onto or live onto surfaces. Well, part of those surfaces is cardboard. And cardboard, of course, is in refuse, residential and commercial. So what were the guidelines that you were given by the experts in the commercial sector or hauling business or from the Department of Health or the Department of Environmental Conservation about the safety of the employees, the public at large with cardboard? What were some of the protocols that you had to look out for?
That's a great question, Steve. We, you know, we spent a lot of the early part of this outbreak looking at those exact questions and trying to figure out how we were going to be able to operate safely in this environment and still essentially carry out our normal duties. A lot of questions came up. A lot of the employees obviously had concerns about different specific things that they thought might be an issue. Obviously, recycling is one of those things for sure. It's the nature of how recycling is done requires it's handled more than regular trash. Your regular trash, someone brings in a trash compacting truck, we don't necessarily really even have to do any handling with that stuff at all. And we'll dump it out. It'll go in a truck. It's compacted. It gets hauled to the landfill. It'll get dumped out of that truck. Landfill compaction equipment. We'll take care of it. We'll put it into place. And really, no employees really need to come into contact with that in any way that would put them at risk for being contaminated with the COVID-19. So the trash was one of the things, obviously, we looked at. We handle a lot of it. We talked with and had communications with the DEC. We followed guidance that came from the DEC. One of the things that I did, and I think it's a benefit of being a part of NYSWAM, is being able to talk to a lot of different solid waste managers across the New York State. A lot of people who are experts at what they do and are used to this type of thing, managing waste. So we were able to put our heads together and get a lot of the best ideas out front. But I think that helped a lot. As you know, there was a lot of Kiwana organizations like that. ISRI was another one that I looked to when it came to the recycling thing. And one of the things that we identified fairly early on was plastic was going to be one of the issues. You're talking about a lot of bottles that people recently just may have drank from or had handled. There's smooth surfaces that, that the virus might be able to cling to. And so one of the things that we did, and we are doing at this point, still probably will continue to do until we know things are different, is we're not doing the normal sorting you would normally have to do in order to take care of your recyclables and produce a nice clean product that's easily marketable. We're just not going to put employees in that line of fire any more than is necessary. So when it comes into hand sorting materials like that and going in, let's say we see some contamination in a bin, someone dropped off something that shouldn't have been there, we're more likely than not going to really deal with that unless we can deal with it with a piece of heavy equipment, a loader or something like that. So that's been something that we've looked at. Cardboard, the way we're handling cardboard is basically the same way. We have heavy equipment. We'll come in with a claw on the bucket, and we'll scoop it up, put it in a baler, the material, it gets tied up and gets stacked by another piece of equipment somewhere else. So usually the material is set for a couple of days before we'll really get to handling it, if we can work it that way. But that's been our main goal, has been to avoid any employees really having any undue contact with the recyclables. If we can't manage it with heavy equipment, and we're probably not gonna manage it. And that's been kind of the approach that we've taken. And I can say, from speaking to a number of other people across the state, that a lot of people have done very similar things. They're just trying to minimize the workers' contact with this stuff because, honestly, the biggest fear that I have and the biggest fear that we have, as people working with Steuben County, and I imagine anyone else who's working on the front line now has, is the fear that, you're going to have a couple of your workers get this, and who knows what happens once they get it. And then you're going to have a group of the rest of them that may be quarantined, and then how are we going to do the things that we need to do? So we have to be particularly vigilant about making sure that our workers stay healthy, and if that involves maybe not putting out the cleanest recyclable product at the end of the day, I'm okay with that.
We're talking with Rich Vills, the Director of Solid Waste Management in Steuben County, New York. Rich also serves as President of the New York State Association for Solid Waste Management, a statewide association representing solid waste management professionals across the state of New York, local government, town, city, county, and village. Rich, I read recently the county of Onondaga was going to study the sewer discharge, wastewater treatment plants, to see the life of the virus and see if, in fact, it is living in wastewater, sewage. Has that come across your attention yet in your profession, in your field, in your day-to-day work? Has anyone talked about that?
Specifically, talking wastewater, no. I do, and I think it's a good idea. I don't think it's possible that, you know, that we as a group of people in the world know all the things that we need to know about this virus at this point. I think the more of that type of work that gets done, the better off we'll all be. I do know, though, at our landfill and at most municipal solid waste landfills in the state, we do accept sewage treatment plant sludge. And sewage treatment plant sludge is one of those waste streams that comes into a landfill. And it's, you know, I know particularly early on, one of the we receive waste from different areas. And one of the areas, you know, we received some sludge from. One of our workers had expressed some concern about whether or not they were going to get it. They were going to, you know, catch the coronavirus from the from this sludge coming in from this place. And, you know, luckily, from my understanding has been, is that, you know, this stuff is not going to become airborne from a treatment plant sludge. It may, like you said, it may potentially survive within that sludge. So if somebody were to get it on their hands and then touch their face, that kind of thing could be a potential route of transmission. I don't know for sure if that's true, but that's the way that we've operated from that point on, was to make sure that, you know, anyone who was going to be in contact with any kind of a sewage treatment plant waste or really any garbage, we would treat it as if there was that possibility, and that, you know, we would use the practices that would ensure that even if it was in some garbage or in some treatment plant sludge, you know, our workers would be making sure that they were, you know, keeping their hands clean, making sure they weren't touching their face in those situations to try to minimize any chance of transmission. So, you know, it's something that we've probably thought about just about everything, being a potential transmitter of this virus. And, you know, we're trying to do the best we can. I think it's great that, people are looking to do studies, so we can get some real answers, you know, and the better information we have, the better off we're all going to be.
Rich, I just got two more questions for you, and we're very grateful for your time. Thank you for speaking with us, sharing your day in the life in your public department in Steuben County, New York, and the perspective of solid waste management during the COVID-19 crisis. Where does medical waste go? Where do the gowns go that are used in the hospital system, in the healthcare system, or the personal protective equipment masks? How are those treated in hospital commercial systems?
Well, most of the municipal solid waste landfills are not permitted to accept regulated medical waste, untreated regulated medical waste. Those materials usually would have to go to a special disposal facility, or they would have to be treated before they would be allowed to come into a facility like ours. We don't specifically receive any of those materials here at Steuben County. I know it. I think that's kind of a specialty disposal item. Like I said, either they have a process for treating those materials, at which point they're, you know, any virus or anything like that should be destroyed. And then they could go to a normal landfill. If they don't go through that process, you know, they would have to go to a special facility that's permitted to accept that type of waste. And, you know, that's an interesting question. I have not, you would think with all the talk of millions and millions of masks and hospital gowns and all that PPE, it's piling up in some landfill somewhere. At this point, I haven't seen it around our neck of the woods, and I'm okay with that as well.
Yeah. Rich, last question for you. Again, thanks so much for spending time with us today. The last question is just, the behavior of the residents, the behavior of the businesses with commercial waste. Obviously, with the commercial waste down, as many of the non-essential businesses remain closed, April 14th, 2020, what have you seen as far as the activity of individuals in residences? You mentioned more folks are cleaning out things, and maybe that's the only silver lining that I've heard so far in this entire COVID-19 pandemic here, is people got to jump on their spring cleaning, and people were able to work on projects around the house. But what have you seen as far as the waste stream has gone? What has come in? What's going on with residential trash and waste and behavior?
Okay. Yeah, no, that's a good question. I guess I'll start. I want to start with, the communication to the residents. I think it's been a key factor in how this crisis has been managed throughout, different places around the country, around the world. I would say that, I'd like to kind of commend our county leadership here. I have to worry about the solid waste department, which is relatively, small part of the county overall. Our county manager, Jack Wheeler, his crew, with Darlene Smith, the public health director, we've been dealing with a lot of the communications to the public. And I think that, that stuff is the most important part of the response for us so far. Making sure that the people in our county, we have almost 100,000 people in our county, and we have 22 people working in our solid waste division here. So the vast majority of people are outside of real control. And that comes down to, are these people being told, and are they effectively being told to make sure they're keeping their social distance? Are they abiding by these rules and all that? And I think the residents of Steuben County are doing a good job with that. I think our county has, educated people well, has communicated well with people, and got the message across. So I just want to make a point of, pointing that out. As far as the waste goes, and as far as what we see coming into the facilities, yeah, it's been, from what I understand, across the state, waste is down coming into landfills. And like you said, there's been a lot of industries that are not really working now. a lot of restaurants, most of the restaurants are at a partial capacity. So the commercial waste is down quite a bit as well. But your local garbage man, the guy who, may pick up the garbage at your house is probably struggling right now because, you're probably producing double the garbage that you were, 50% again, what you normally produce because you're cooking at your house every day. Your family never leaves. It's a lot of people around the county have been, basically stuck in their homes for over 5 weeks now. So, the residential food waste has picked up. And for us here at Steuben County, that's a lot of what we see. So the transfer stations, I would say have been busier than normal. We have, we kind of paid attention to our numbers early on just to kind of see what was going to go on. And we noticed that for a little while, the total traffic to our sites had come down as people started to, shelter in place and stay at home. But then, a week or two ago, we started to see another kind of a pickup of the pace, and we started to see a little more people coming in on a daily basis. Additionally, those people, a lot of them are coming in who don't normally come in. Like you said, people are cleaning out their garages. They might be stuck at home, and they're, for some period of time, at least in the last month, we've had, nice weather. And, I'm guilty of it myself. My garage is clean now. So, we've we've seen that quite a bit. People have been cleaning out, and it's tricky to handle that, you know, from on the residential side here, because we like it if people brought in the waste that they needed to bring in as few a number of trips as possible, you know, properly packaged, everything's in, you know, double bagged if you're bringing garbage in, and, you know, your recyclables if you're bringing them in, you know, should be clean, you know, all those things should be done. But, you know, when you're dealing with a large number of people who've got a lot of time on their hands, and there's only a few places open, I think we've just kind of seen it to be, you know, one of those things that people really have started to like to do is clean out the garages and bring the waste in and all that. So, it's been interesting to kind of track how the flow of waste has changed. You know, in Steuben County, I see what we do here, and it's got its own characteristic. I'm sure everybody else is seeing it in a different way where they're from. But, you know, the main thing is for residents that, you know, just they have, we want them to be aware of our employees here. The main thing that we, like I said, our main goal here is to get our employees through this healthy and safe, through to the other side, you know, while maintaining these essential services that we're maintaining. And, you know, the more cooperation that we can get from you know, the local resident who's trying to use our services, the better off we're going to be, the more successful we're going to be.
Rich, thanks so much for joining us. We've been listening to Rich Bills, the Director of Solid Waste Management for Steuben County, New York, in the southern tier of New York State. This has been another conversation of a day in the life of COVID-19 in 2020. Thanks very much, Rich.
Thank you for tuning into our podcast. If you have any questions for the NYSAC staff pertaining to COVID-19 or have any best practices to share with other counties in the state, please send them to coronavirus@nysac.org.